WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. It's happening as expected. A confirmed twister now rolling down the plains in Whitman, Nebraska tonight. Warnings are up. More may follow tomorrow and Tuesday from the upper Midwest all the way to Texas. This man's house got hit by an EF1 south of Amarillo, 110-mile-an-hour wind.
Immediately, I pushed my wife off of the bed. I landed on top of her right then and there, millisecond. Our bedroom window burst, exploded.
Murder charges for a driver being held by a crowd after ramming a packed festival in Vancouver. Police say he was mentally ill. 11 people between the ages of 5 and 65 died. The tragedy shaking Canadians on the eve of a federal election there. More than 100 immigrants, apparently without papers, are in custody following a DEA raid at an after-hours club in Colorado Springs. Some RV service members were caught up in it, with a dozen arrested, possibly mistakenly. This is ABC News. Kansas City, a firefighter paramedic died when he was stabbed by a patient during a medical transport. Despite efforts by first responders, Graham Hoffman died from his injuries, age 29. The suspect remains in Kansas City police custody. A campus shooting in North Carolina today during a college festival. 7 people shot, 1 fatally, at Elizabeth City State University. The lockdown has been lifted, last we heard, but there's no word on the suspect. A rather nasty storm's about to form, spawning possible twisters in the upper Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms all the way down to Texas. Meet the NFL's heaviest player in history. Boy, can he move. Desmond Watson stands 6'6" and tips the scale at 464 pounds. Didn't get picked in the draft, but did get signed with his hometown Tampa Bay Buccaneers as an undrafted free agent. His massiveness, noteworthy because he can run the 40-yard dash in less than 6 seconds and can jump 25 inches. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're spreading local music across the state of Wisconsin. We're going to do it with 2 in a row. A double dip of Paul Flipowitz. We're going to do it right now. And it's all brought to you by Carpenter Brewing Company, located on Madison's East Side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations, buy their Brewmasters Plus, sample all their local snacks and live music. It's carbon4.com.
Boogie, but the damnest thing you ever saw. She likes a boogie wheel too. to boogie real slow. When the lights are low, to boogie real slow. Things you know.
Paul Flipowitz right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Ethical Trade CO, and they are dedicated to empowering artists and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade CO carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries on their website at ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. Rocker, the spine Steelers were amazing.
Wow, how did you like the pedal steel?
I know, right?
We never had a pedal steel guitar in the studio before.
And he was just watching him play was amazing. Yeah, it just was. It was so cool. And you know, I don't know anything about pedal steels, but there's that gadget thing, right, that's spinning and doing its thing to make it all, you know, and it was pretty neat to watch. It really was.
Wow. Yeah, I'm blown away. They were a great band.
Yep. So coming up in the latter half of this hour, we have another great interview, yes?
InStar. It's a music and craft festival that's going to be happening at the High Noon Saloon tomorrow. And it starts at 12:30 to 9 o'clock. There's going to be a whole bunch of bands going on. I think you have a list there in front of you.
Yeah. Cheetah Brown, the Spine Stealers, which we just talked to, right? The Evil Twins, Luke McGovern.
Yeah. The Evil Twins, that's Marcus Bovary.
Oh.
Used to be Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins. And, of course, Marcus Bovary passed away from brain cancer a number of years ago. And now his son is in the band, and they're kind of tributing his music. So it's pretty cool to see Marcus Bovary back in the limelight.
Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome. And then, of course, Jimmy is in the After Hour show tonight, and he's broadcasting live from a campground. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing
Stream
it tonight.
StreamYard, it's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's amazing. Local music from 9 or 10 to 11, 11 to 12, so 2 hours of more local stuff from the woods, and maybe there'll be spooky things. Maybe there'll be campfire stories. We don't know, but tune in later tonight. Use your app and or listen online or 92.7. That's how I get my radio. So, Rocker, let's play some John Massino now, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's playing with Extravaganzo 3.
Yeah.
So remember Keith Gonzo?
Yeah.
He was a singer in Predator. Do you have the date for that? I think you have the dates in front of you for the Extravaganzo.
It's really sad it closed. It logged off and I can't log in.
No.
So I don't know. I did have the, you're true. I did have the dates and stuff, but.
Just give me 1 second here, and I think I can find the Extravaganzo. It is at the Eastside Club. Oh, that was actually, it was today, Rob. So it's happening right now.
Oh,
so John Massino is probably on stage right now.
Right.
Keith, you know, he played with Metal Gonz, Vinyl Thunder.
Yes.
Just a great guy. Owned the bar Gonzo's back in the day, and he passed away. So this is a great show to tribute him and celebrate his life.
Yeah. And then maybe go over there, listen to Jimmy Can your way home.
There you go. Right.
This is John Massino now. Rock and soul music on Max Inc. Radio.
Now take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left.
Fifth, they're doing live stuff in Baraboo, 517. This half hour's music is brought to you by Noah Ark's Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside the Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoption available, organic pet food, grooming, and much more. Noah's Ark Pet Store, Madison. Next, we got Adam Testify Band.
Say I'm a thinking man.
On Max and Gradio.
Just like the little engine, I think I can, then I think again. Get weak and play this thinking game. I can't stop thinking, damn. It just goes to show I need a ride. The riptide has rolled in too fast. Feels like I'm drowning. I'm in too deep and the water's still rising. But I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower lies. It's shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat. No tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. Can I see through the eyes of lies? My eyes of lies drift to the sea. Polluting, promoting these lies. Seducing for sexy corruption, consumption. Lusting for humping. Panting and hunting. Chasing, facing that hardest equation. I pray for this nation, cause life's so amazing. It's days and some days I feel like I'm crazy. But I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower lies shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat. No tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. So let's ride. So let's ride. So let's ride. Thank you.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley Venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEY venue.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
I can hear the hellhounds barking up the chicken tree. There wasn't a bear around, still they wouldn't even look at me. I think it was a hickory, the aforementioned chicken tree. Haven't had a meltdown since my well-recorded one. I went back to my hometown and had to play the perfect son. I was bullied by no one. The sheriff unholstered his gun.
Bang.
By the goat man, waiting for the bramble brush. My feet made a branch snap, still he wouldn't even look at us. His eyes were wide, his cheeks were flush. Didn't want a thing from us. Voices in my head wail, my mind's a haunted forest now. Lost the devil in the detail. Can't focus for a half an hour. What's the point of all this power? I just turned the cherry sour.
Hey,
guess she slept too much. Her rope shattered, she went blind. My brain sent those crystals flying. Wish I could leave it behind.
Luke McGovern, Hounds on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Now, Rocker, I went over to Sal's last weekend.
Yeah?
And I had a tomato pie, of course, because you have to.
Yes.
But I also had their amazing wedge salad, and it was amazing.
They have a wedge salad there, huh?
They do.
I've never tried that. We just had their pizza, this week.
Oh,
they are so good.
So good.
Right. Tuesdays, they have a special.
Yeah.
I forget. It's a discount on Tuesdays for like a one-topping pizza. Mm. It's worth it.
There's nothing better than just the tomato pie with some pepperoni. But I had the one with the truffle oil. That ain't too bad either.
Mm. My wife likes the figs.
Yes. Yes. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Rocker, order us a pizza. No, we won't do that. But we have an interview in the studio right now, Rock.
We do. You know, Instar is a DIY music and craft festival in Madison. Now in its fourth year, Instar 4 takes place at the High Noon Saloon on April 27th. That starts at just after noon, 12:30. Here in the studio to tell us about Instar 4 is organizer Sigra DeWeese. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, Sigra.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we were just kind of commenting. This is, we got in on Instar 2, so Sigra has been in here now a couple of times.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's great to see this festival grow and keep it going.
Yeah, thanks. We're really pleased with the growth, and we're really, really excited about the new venue we've moved into, where this will be our first time at the High Noon, which is really, really exciting.
That's right. Well, tell us about Instar Music and Craft Festival. How do you get that started?
So myself and my co-founder, Jesse, who is a DJ and is at a gig right now, so she couldn't join us. We were both makers and musicians in the music scene, craft scene, for years. And we really wanted to melt those worlds together because it seemed like there wasn't a lot of crossover, and we felt like there was opportunity for there to be more crossover between the artists in a visual sense and the artists in a music sense. So that was the instigating idea.
A fusion. Well, where does the name from? And don't tell me it's Bugs.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Rocker.
It's Bugs.
I knew it. I knew it.
It's Bugs. It's a entomological term for like a segment of time in the life cycle of a bug. So like between molts, generally, of like a growing bug. And we chose that name because I've worked with bugs in my art and stuff, and love bugs and have for a long time. And it just felt like a catchy, quippy name that also encompassed the idea that we want to see these artists grow, see this event grow. Luke McGovern, who's playing, has played a couple Instars before, and this will be really fun to see how his sound and his music has evolved since I think he played Instar 1.
Yeah. He's a great artist.
He's awesome.
We play his music here all the time.
Yeah, he's great. Love him.
Well, now in the fourth installment of Instar, you have moved to a larger venue. I remember you were at the Rigby.
Yep.
And now, you know, you're going to the High Noon Saloon. Tell us about the success that has led you to a larger venue.
Yeah, well, we've been really, really grateful to receive really awesome turnouts at the past three Instars. And we felt we were finally ready to take the leap into a larger venue that could accommodate more bands, more vendors, and more attendees. And we were really, really pleased when the High Noon agreed to help us out with that. It's been an undertaking, but it's been really exciting, and we're so happy with all their support and really lucky to have them on board.
And Instar kicks off at 12:30 tomorrow, Sunday, April 27th, at the High Noon Saloon. What kind of craft vendors can people expect to see?
Oh man, we like to keep it weird at NSTAR. Yeah, we've got all the weird people.
Is there someone there with bugs?
Well, you know, there could be. Not that I know for sure, but there is.
Yeah.
If there's a place where there will be bug themed art, or art with bugs in it, it would be NSTAR.
Nice.
We've got silversmiths. We've got upcycled fashion creators. We have some more traditional, like, stickers and print sellers. We run the gamut.
And what is a silversmith?
A silversmith is like a jewelry maker, but oftentimes jewelry makers are sort of, they delineate themselves into what material they work with. So there's goldsmiths, there's silversmiths, and then there's like general metalsmiths who maybe work in brass or copper. And silver is kind of it's a precious metal, but it's still relatively attainable. So a lot of metalsmiths go the silver route.
Well, let's talk about the music. You have a great lineup. Tell us about the artists playing NSTAR. We were talking about Luke McGovern, but you have Jada Brown. She's from Minneapolis?
She is from Minneapolis. Yeah, we've got a couple Minneapolis acts. Jada Brown is a really cool kind of like neo-soul R&B fusion act that I am personally really excited to see. We haven't had something like that at NSTAR yet, so I am super stoked for her. And also from Minneapolis, we have Creeping Charlie, who are a really awesome indie rock group fronted by two sisters.
And do you play in one of these bands?
I do play in one of these bands, Rocker. I play in Frozen Charlotte, which will be that's sort of like an art rock, hardcore mixed with dark wave sort of vibe.
And the Evil Twins. That's a Marcus Bovary tribute with his son, right?
With his son, Quentin, who I love Quentin. He is, him and I used to be in a band together back in the day. And he's one of my dearest friends, and he's just the most incredible guitarist.
Like, I was kind of wondering how they were playing on this show. I was like, huh.
I've got the in with the son. I really think Quentin is doing his dad's music just an incredible.
Yeah,
really, really living up to his
dad's. I know he sold out
stuff.
The Baroque.
Yeah, in like 5 minutes. It was crazy. Wow. So really, really stoked for that. If anybody out there listening is familiar with or loves the Marcus Bovary oeuvre, I would highly, highly suggest coming and catching a set fronted by Quentin, Marcus's son.
And the Spine Stealers, who were just played.
Just here, yes. Wonderful, wonderful, too. I've played with them before, but I have not seen them in their full band iteration. I've only ever seen them as a duo or played with them as a duo, so I'm stoked for that,
too.
They
said they started in February. Started playing.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Super, super new. Yeah, stoked for that. They sounded great. I caught just the tail end of their set in here.
Yeah, and they all got here in like a Ford Focus. I don't even know how.
Oh, NSTAR 4. Music and Craft Festival takes place at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Sunday, April 27th from 12:30 to 9 p.m. How can we purchase tickets and find out more online?
Well, you can go to the High Noon website and check it out there. We have a link in our bio on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that jazz. Or you can just show up at the door, and tickets are $10 if you buy them before tomorrow, $15 if you buy them at the door tomorrow.
Now, Sigra, you were telling me about your interest in bugs. And you make bug art.
Yes, sir.
Can you describe your bug art to us?
My bug art.
These are dead bugs, right?
Yes, they're bugs that are all have passed naturally of natural causes. and I preserve them, pin them, and then preserve them in usually like resin. And then I am a silversmith, so I'll sort of smith them into rings or pendants or whatnot with fun little, you know, filigree around them and whatnot.
What kind of bugs?
Well, I love cockroaches, which it sounds like a contrarian answer.
Oh, wow.
But I do love them. I think they're really neat. I find a lot of wasps deceased towards the end of the summer. A lot of ladybugs kind of in September. There's kind of different seasons for bugs, the same way there would be for like flowers.
Makes
or
sense.
Tomatoes. Spiders. I find them every now and again. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you didn't, and now you, have you had a fascination with bugs for... Even when you're a kid?
Yeah, I've loved bugs as long as I can remember. My biggest goal in life at age 5 was to own Madagascar hissing cockroaches, which I do now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I have a neighbor, Raina, and she is just like that. She loves bugs. She has no fear of bugs, and I think it's pretty cool. I think one day she would be an entomologist. Did you ever think of studying?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge science person, though, but if I was, absolutely.
All right. NSTAR 4, it's coming up tomorrow, April 27th, 12:30 to 9 p.m. And Check it out. It's at the High Noon Saloon. Sigra, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Rob, what do we got coming up?
We're going to play some Spine Stealers. Yeah. We're going to do West Texas Sun now.
Oh, yeah.
On Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
These West Texas sunsets remind me of sun as we burn to bone. On my third cup of gas station coffee, tasting last night's cigarettes, my poor heart beating like a drum.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up. Everybody's got a boat to row. Everybody loves an afterglow. Everybody keep one hand on your phone. Everybody needs a holiday. Everybody lets the bad days marinate. Everybody's lives in retrograde. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece. We'll be right back.
everybody form an echelon as everybody leaves Babylon. Everybody in the crowd just sing along.
What we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little peace.
What we need, what we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little peace.
What we need, what we need, what we need,
oh, just a little peace.
What we need, what we need, what
yeah.
We need.
After everything I still believe, in the ruins of tragedy, we can build it up. After everything I still believe, in the ruins of tragedy, we can build it up, piece by piece by piece.
Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Lots of great stuff playing for next week. Madison Drum Makers, also a mini layer with Kathy Couture, live in the lair. Also, if you want to look at all the things we have planned for next week, Max Inc. Radio, you just have to swing by Civic Media and then click on Max Inc. Radio. You can even listen to all the podcasts of all the things that you heard tonight there as well. So we do that to you. You can subscribe to the podcast too. And then local music will pop right there into your pocket and you can take it just about anywhere you go. We got Jimmy K. He is going to be doing the after-hour show for me. He's going to be doing Campside, so check that out. Should be a good time. Next up, we have Sean Michael Dargan. He's doing live stuff May 1st at the Full Mile Beer Company on the 2nd in the mill in Paola.
The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her.
Hey, scams. This is Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be for the foyer.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Ferry collision, Clearwater, Florida tonight. Details just now coming in. A crash off the Memorial Causeway Bridge declared a mass casualty incident. The U.S. military says it carried out more than 800 individual airstrikes in a month on the Houthis in Yemen. Strikes overnight killed 8 more people in a campaign designed to protect commercial shipping. The Houthis are also able to regularly attack Israel. Israel struck into Lebanon again, just outside Beirut, and Russia struck Ukraine again in several areas, confirming President Trump's suspicion Vladimir Putin doesn't want peace. Vladimir Zelensky does.
Brilliant, man.
Zelensky responding to questions about how it went during a meeting with the UK's prime minister. That 15-minute meeting, a far cry from their last face-to-face exchange in the Oval Office in February.
You don't have the cards right now.
President Trump also saying Saturday's meeting went well.
Marcus Moore reporting. It's ABC News.